Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Hello, everyone. It's time to sound the horn of Gondor, because we're back for another wonderful Lord of the Rings episode. Today, Nicole...
Hello.
And myself will be reviewing Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, the second, also known as the middle, of the movie in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay, this is by far my favorite.
So far?
I mean, yes, but I also don't remember most of them, so like the third one could secretly be my favorite, but...
It shouldn't be.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I also didn't understand... who the king that was returning was. You had to explain this to me.
It had been a while since you'd seen it.
I thought the king that was returning was Sauron. That's what I thought it meant. Like, he's going to try to return, and they're going to, like, knock him down.
That is actually pretty applicable. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But that's next week's show. Yeah. And piggybacking off what you said, actually, Two Towers, I think it's my favorite one, at least. So, full disclosure... I might have said this last episode. Can't recall. I've watched the whole trilogy three times in full. This is only my fourth watch.
Yeah. This is only my second, so...
From what I recall,
you liked
Two Towers will always be my favorite. We'll see. Maybe I'm like wine and my taste gets better with age, but doubtful.
We shall see. But before we jump into Two Towers, last week we didn't go over any news stories because we wanted to give... the extra time to our guest, but we know you guys like news stories, so we're going to talk about the news and pop culture.
Sit down for us at the news desk, gonna get you news, be real good.
News. We're going to workshop that theme song. It's not good. But the first one is actually kind of like a follow-up to the whole Tiger King thing. The phenomenon that happened like at the beginning of quarantine, which, side note, that was March.
Yep.
That feels like 4 years ago.
It is now October. It was 7 months ago? What?
Yeah. But Doc Antle, from Tiger King, he was like I think he lived in South Carolina, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he lived in
a big park. With, animals, and you could tell he was kind of shady, on the show.
You may remember him as Creepy Cult Guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because he had all, the conveniently early 20s,
girlfriend wives.
Easily manipulated women with him, yeah.
So I guess his place was raided in December of 2019, which was mentioned in the documentary, but they didn't mention what it was for. So I guess he was... arrested for animal cruelty and trafficking charges in Virginia, and law enforcement seized 119 animals from his roadside zoo after a judge found that he cruelly treated, neglected, or deprived animals of adequate care. So in addition to Antle, looks like two of his daughters were also charged as well, and they violated the Endangered Species Act.
Oh, wow.
I'm not surprised that this happened.
He seemed like that guy that was trying to pretend he was on the level when he was in some of the deepest shit.
I think he was trying to pretend that he was above Joe Exotic.
Yeah, he's Joe looks really bad.
He makes the tiger world look bad.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, he was really shady, so.
No, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know what? This type of whole tiger world is bad. I don't think there's a...
It definitely makes me look at zoos in a different way.
Yeah, zoos... Well,
maybe not all, but
I don't want to go off on a tangent. Zoos, I think, are more fine than, Joe Schmuck deciding that he wants to feed Walmart food to his tigers, or mysteriously Doc Antle never had any tiger that was more than 2 years old or whatever, you know what I mean? There's
makes
a lot
sad.
Of seediness going on.
So we'll follow up if I hear anything. All right, and so the next two news stories actually kind of go hand in hand because they're both about Marvel and Spider-Man. So a couple new pieces of news came out recently about Spider-Man 3 with Tom Holland, and the first one is that Benedict Cumberbatch, aka Doctor Strange, is going to be in Spider-Man 3, And apparently it's going to put him in a mentor role that was previously occupied by Tony Stark and Nick Fury. And so I have a question. Shoot. So I know Tony Stark died.
Correcto.
Nick Fury didn't die.
No, but he's like retired, I guess, I think.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't remember after Endgame.
I'm so sad Tony died. Iron Man was my favorite.
But like, I get why it's like the ushering out of like the old
ones. Why couldn't it have been a lesser Avenger, like the Hulk?
I also think that Robert Downey Jr. was like over it.
He's probably like, I got all my money. I'm done.
I mean, he's been doing it since like 2008.
I've seen that first movie, me and my buddy Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. He's like, if you're listening.
Yeah, he's been doing it for like over a decade. So like for him, I could understand like, okay, I won't. Maybe he's probably had to say no to other acting opportunities because he always had to like go with Marvel's.
I don't know. He said yes to that awful, was it Sherlock Holmes movie?
I mean, that's
he was working with Marvel.
True.
So I don't know.
I'm just speculating here, but I have never seen Doctor Strange. There's only one of them, right?
Yeah, it was okay. That was, so Doctor Strange, this is a bit of a tangent. When we were first going out in 2016, Doctor Strange was like the first Marvel movie I did not see in theaters because I was coming to see you every weekend in Connecticut.
Oh, no, I feel bad.
I watched it on Netflix. I don't feel bad. I didn't really miss anything. It's a fine movie before I get a bunch of hate mail. It's okay. It's like a classic
origin
story.
Yeah. Yeah. You think the second one could be better?
I hope so.
Okay.
I think there's a lot to work with because he's like the wizard and they have magical threats instead of spaceship threats.
And then in a also related Spider-Man news, Electro, who was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which was when they had that other British guy play Spider-Man.
So this was,
apparently Jamie Foxx is coming back to play him in this iteration of Spider-Man.
That was the Big Hair Spider-Man series, if we all recall. Big Hair Spider-Man.
I didn't see
it. The middle guy, yeah. So there was Tobey Maguire.
And then there was this guy.
Terrible. Guy whose name I forget. Nobody
He's
really
British.
Cares. He's British. He was, like, fine. The second movie
Andrew Garfield.
The second movie was bad, but it did have Paul Giamatti as the Rhino, so that was great.
I like Paul Giamatti. He's
so good. Yeah. I want to be Paul Giamatti when I grow up. But yeah, so the fact, I like that they're bringing Electro back. I think it's neat. I think I've seen speculation that they're going to try to, like, have multiverse Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too, which I think would be interesting. I never saw any of those. I think I might have seen part of the first one of, like, that
Andrew
era.
Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
I saw
on,
all
like,
of it. I don't remember any
TV,
of it. Yeah.
But it wasn't interesting, and I think I changed it.
You didn't. It was, I watched all of it on New Year's Eve. I was not out of my gourd before anybody jumps to that conclusion, but I remember none of it.
Yeah, I would definitely like the Tom Holland Spider-Mans. Like, we saw Far From Home.
Yeah,
I really liked
that. That's good. So, I like Mysterio as a villain, yeah.
And they brought back the guy that asked for pictures of Spider-Man at the end.
J. Jonah Jameson? That was actually the best everything.
You love the pictures of Spider-Man
I want
guy.
Pictures of Spider-Man on my desk by 4 p.m. Yeah, he's the best.
All the memes from that. From, like, his character are the best. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. He's bigger than most other Marvel personalities, which is saying something.
On a side note, okay, so obviously I know people aren't going to the movie theaters as much, and they're, like, not showing all these movies.
Quick plug, wear a mask.
I mean, yes. But I feel like they're delaying all these movies until people go in theaters. Why don't they just release them? They have, like, Disney Plus. They have all these things.
But they want the extra money. This is, like, what Mulan was.
But then
was.
I feel like they're pushing them so far back that it pushes everything out. Like, it's a domino.
It is. Like, they are already moving back that terrible Marvel movie nobody wants that was supposed to come out earlier this year for
Black
Widow.
Now,
this is going to get me some. I'm going to bring up hate mail again because I see it coming on this one. I don't give any cares about this movie.
Which one?
The Black Widow movie. Black Widow died.
Okay. Yeah, here's the thing. What's funny is, like, I think they needed to bring more, like, female-led Marvel movies, and then, like, they did it with, like, the character that everyone wanted after she died, and it's, like, not even an origin story. It's like it's a random story with like the guy from Stranger Things as a Russian baddie.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Like, it makes no sense. If it was an origin story, maybe I could get on board, but it looks dumb.
If this had come out 2 years ago, it would have been different. Fine. Yeah. Anytime before she died in Endgame, spoilers.
I'm not excited to see it.
I don't
care.
This is like the first Marvel movie I really don't care about seeing at all. Yeah. Whatsoever.
But the thing is, they're pushing everything back. It's like, just release them. Like, I don't know. I think if you have a movie release, like, just cut the loss and release it on streaming.
Release it on streaming, even if you do need to charge a price for it, don't charge $30. Yeah, $30 is a lot. Don't do that Mulan nonsense. Is dumb. Like,
also, Mulan was like, Disney was like in cahoots with like China.
Yeah, that was all, like, the whole, we're going to stay apolitical for now, wear a mask on this show. but there's a whole lot of controversy surrounding it. The fact that they're charging you $30 on a service you're already paying, what, like $5, $15, $10? I don't remember how much I pay per month. I don't look at my bank statements, people. But you're already paying for
it. I think it's like $6 a month. Yeah, I don't remember. I think it's $6.99.
I think I bought the yearly thing, which is cheaper. But that's beside the point. The point is, you're already paying for the service. I can see maybe, you know, brand new movie, $10 kickback, price of a movie ticket, maybe $15, but like $30, if you're a single person living at home alone and you want to watch the new Mulan, you got to shell out the price of a movie ticket, a large popcorn, a large soda, and a thing of Junior Mints just for yourself. It's insane.
You don't even eat popcorn.
No, but they cost a lot. I know the money. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
But yeah, I think they should just like release them on streaming. It's so stupid. Now everything's gonna get pushed back and it just ruins everything.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot Hollywood. I don't know. I can't even tell you a movie I'm excited for. I've transcended movies.
As long as you don't transcend pants.
Someday.
If anyone gets that reference, you're a good person.
Oh, yeah, that was my joke. Wow, I gotta keep a record of my own catalog.
It's all right. But we're gonna take a break here, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, starring Smeagol. Once upon a time, a bunch of people left Rivendell and went on an adventure, also known as the Fellowship. But that was last time. This time, we're going to be talking about the Two Towers, also known as Isengard and Mordor. But also Helm's Deep, sort of.
I was literally just going to ask, why is it called the Two Towers? I didn't see any towers. Okay. I saw one with Christopher Lee.
It's technically two. Show the second one.
Where's the second one?
Isengard. No, that's
Isengard. That's the one I just mentioned.
Mordor. With the eye. The tower with the eye on Sauron.
That's why it's called the Two Towers? Mm-hmm. It's not obvious at all.
So, the plot of this movie is
Helm's Deep.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Pretty much it's just Helm's. Well, I mean, Helm's Deep is like half the movie, so you're not wrong.
But first, okay. So we got Sean Bean's character, he died. What's his name?
Boromir?
Okay.
Boromir's gone.
So then we get Boromir's brother. His name is
Faramir. Very inventive people. Gondor.
Okay. So then we realize, then we get that sad flashback where we realize the only reason Boromir went, because his dad's like, bring the ring back to us. We can't let the other people have it. I bet you he would have a Confederate flag if he lived in the South right now.
Probably not wrong. Yeah. So yeah, so we get a little bit of backstory on Boromir. You know, Sam and Frodo and Smeagol are, like, bopping about trying to get into Mordor. They're then ambushed by Faramir, you know, taken hostage. They take them to, I don't know, Undisclosed City number 7, where they get that flashback. They learn a bit more. And basically, this whole movie is kind of like... Actually, let me back up. There's Smeagol now. Oh, my God. I forgot to include that.
Yeah, you said it. Gollum, a.k.a. Smeagol.
Yeah, but he, like, joins the Fellowship as Boromir replacement. Slash the guide for Sam and Frodo. Yeah, so they're trying to for the last time when we left off, you know, Sam and Frodo are, like, looking out in the distance. And apparently Mordor is right there, so I don't know why they made three movies, but...
It looked a lot closer in the movie. It looked like it was, like, you throw a stone, it's
at,
there.
At the start of the Two Towers, it turns out they are very far away. They're wandering.
Well, it's misleading.
They get lost. You know, Smeagol's been following Frodo because Frodo has the One Ring. Smeagol... Gollum needs
Okay, so does Gollum only look that way? Why does he look that
way? He's like a 500-year-old man.
No, but I meant like...
He's been corrupted by the ring.
Yeah, I understand that, but let me ask my question. So my question is, okay, so I know he was a hobbit, right?
I think Smeagol. Yeah. I'm less sure than when I said last time.
I'm pretty sure he was a hobbit, and I remember he gets to control the ring, but what I'm saying is... Did he only turn ugly and, like, decrepit after he lost the ring? Or did he look like that for all 500 years?
After he lost the ring? No, he's looked ugly for a while.
Because my thought was, like, he looked fine until he lost the ring, and then it was like, bam.
Because I think...
You need a makeover.
I'll find out for certain.
I think in the third one they show a little bit more.
Yeah, but once we watch the Hobbit movies... Plug for the Hobbit movies. Only one of us is really excited, and it's not
I'm less excited because I didn't mind watching three of these because it's like three books. They're filled with plot. There's actual storylines, but I feel like when you take one book and make three movies out of it, it's going to be like...
I think it's going to be a fun adventure. But my point is...
We're not watching those extended ones.
I am. The point is... Bilbo gets the ring from the end of The Hobbit, like... Gollum, I forget exactly. I haven't read the books in a long time. But, like, Gollum drops it, loses it, whatever.
Right.
Like, for 2 seconds, and Bilbo's like, oh, a shiny thing. I'll take this. But Gollum has been, like, in a loincloth, smelly and decrepit for a while now.
Okay.
This is a long way to say that there is a new member of the Fellowship that is wearing a loincloth and smelly and decrepit.
And he talks to himself.
He has a split personality. There's the good one, Smeagol, who used to be Gollum.
Gollum used to be Smeagol.
Well, Gollum...
Smeagol's the OG, then he turned into Gollum.
But they're both in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, Smeagol's the good one.
Yeah.
The OG.
Yeah.
Gollum is the corruption of the ring. And also the murderer one. That's his... Surprise, but I already told you what.
Wow.
Oops, but that doesn't really come up very often. Yep.
Okay.
Train of thought imploded there. So basically, most of this movie is either from Frodo's perspective / Sam's perspective, which is like kind of the boring part because they try to go to Mordor and they don't really get anywhere.
Yeah.
They get captured. Done. Like, that's
basically,
like, there's backstory and stuff, but it's, like, not... For actual physical plot advancement, they don't do a lot. Merry and Pippin do more,
Speaking of Merry and Pippin, the trees are probably my favorite characters.
The Ents?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Ents.
Okay.
Ents are living trees.
They are just so cool. The graphics, like, you could tell it's a puppet tree that they put these two actors on. Like, it's a little wonky 20 years later, but it's okay. It's forgivable. It's a lot better than, like, probably a lot of other animatronics from the time. But, like, you can tell it's, like, a foam tree. So, but the trees are, like, my favorite, because, like, what's that main tree's name?
Treebeard?
Treebeard, okay.
Very inventive.
Yeah. My favorite part is he's, like, I'm not getting involved. I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland. And all of a sudden they realize that, like, Saruman... Right?
Yeah. Hey,
Saruman? Okay, I'm learning. It only took one movie. And then now two. They learn that Saruman, like, killed a bunch of the trees. And he's like, oh no! Beats metaphorical chest. And he, like, goes and, like, kills a bunch of the bad people.
Yeah.
Like, go trees. And then Merry Pippin are just there. They're just, like, along for the ride. That they what are they going to do? Jump down from the 60-foot tree and die? No. I think the trees should get their own spin-off movie.
I would watch that.
And it would be better than The Hobbit.
Well, we haven't seen The Hobbit, so we can't confirm. My favorite thing about the trees is it's really, like, the trees move very slowly. You watch, a lot of this movie is Merry and Pippin on Treebeard
walking
slowly.
Like,
and all of a sudden, when they need to go to Isengard, all of the trees just show up out of the woods, like at once. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're just like, we can fast travel. Sorry.
They're like, sorry, I had my Wheaties this morning. I can move now.
I had my Dunkin' Wheaties this morning.
My Dunkin' Donut? What am I saying?
No,
Dunkin'.
My Wheaties. Get it? Like weeds? Like in the grass?
Yeah. That was a stretch, but it's okay. Your Wheaties. I'll give it to you.
10 points.
But yeah, no, they were like my favorite. That was like my favorite subplot of this whole thing. Like, I want to watch 4 hours of just the tree.
I don't know about adventure. 4 hours if I'm talking slowly, but yeah, I would watch a lot more of that.
My second favorite part of this movie was probably like, it's Helm's Deep. It's the battle.
Oh, the best part of this movie.
Right.
Well, we got him. But how do we get to Helm's Deep? We go to Rohan, and then some shenanigans happen.
Right. But then we get to Helm's Deep, and the battle happens, and you think everyone's going to die, and, like, they're not going to win. And then Evan's like, I'm like, Evan, do the trees come and save everyone? And you're like, I can't tell you.
What did he say?
Just let me finish. I thought it was going to be the trees. I was like, the trees are going to come in and rescue, right? It's going to be the trees. And you're like, just watch the movie. Just watch the movie. It's not the trees. And I was like, it's going to be the trees. I'm calling it. I was wrong. It was Gandalf. When did he say that line?
It's when you were looking at your phone when we were back in Rohan.
Oh. So I gotta stop doing that. Yeah, you did. It's 4 hours.
It's a 4-hour movie that's very dense. It is like a big, what did I call last time? Like a big Reuben sandwich. You know what I mean? Or that might have been Liam, but I like that. Liam, sorry, stealing that one. But no, it's like a big, it's meaty, it's very dense. You gotta pay attention to every single bite, every single bite.
I feel like I just happened to look at my phone at like the worst time. I'm not on my phone like 4 hours. You know what I mean? That's not true. I see you over there looking at your phone, looking at your laptops while you're watching the movie.
I've also seen these movies multiple times.
Okay. Anywho, let's talk about how awesome the trees are.
We're going to... So, Rohan...
Trees for president.
A lot of this movie is like, hey, we got to go to Rohan. We need help.
Who's like under the spell.
Yep. So there's the king of Rohan, whose name I can never remember.
It is Theoden.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I'm looking at my notes.
You have Google, don't you?
No, I'm looking at my notes.
So Theoden's like...
I'm trying to remember more names this time.
Under the spell of Wormtongue.
Yeah.
And Wormtongue is basically this jerk, because that's like, hey, king, like, be a bad dude. And then whatever. So they kick Wormtongue out. Isengard is, like, sort of spreading everywhere over the land. Orcs are coming everywhere. They're coming for Rohan. So Rohan retreats to Helm's Deep. It's that moment when they go to Helm's Deep is when Gandalf is, like, talking to Aragorn and says, on the fifth day, look to the east at dawn.
Because he was going to bring those riders in.
Because he finds the riders that were exiled from Rohan because the king went crazy and exiled them for, like, basically no reason.
It's making sense.
So, yep, bunch of orcs attack Helm's Deep.
But then the good guys win, and then the trees kill a bunch of people.
The trees, like, absolutely demolish thousands of orcs.
Would not want to get on the bad side. Okay, so I got a side question, and probably nobody cares about this but me, but I need to know. So we got, what's the guy that's going to be king? Aragorn. And he's going to marry that elf lady, Arwen.
Sure.
Okay. But you know who I'm talking about, right? The one that Liv Tyler plays? Liv Tyler?
I don't know who Liv Tyler is.
Liv Tyler. She's the one that plays Arwen.
I would like...
She's the brunette actress?
I would like to go back 10,000 feet and look at this conversation where it says, Arwen, who's played by Liv Tyler. Who's Liv Tyler? Liv Tyler plays Arwen.
She's the brunette elf.
I know the character. Yeah, I don't know who Liv Tyler is.
Okay, she's a famous actress. That's not relevant. But you know how she's like dating or like courting or whatever? She's with Aragorn.
She's like sneaking out past supper time and hanging out with Aragorn.
Right. But then in this movie, the king that like they saved from that like spell.
Theoden.
He has that niece who I can't remember her name. She's like hardcore in love with Aragorn.
She might be.
Now, you don't have to tell me anything, but I'm going to make a prediction. I could be totally wrong, but I was really interested in that subplot, because, like, maybe it's because I'm a girl. I was like, there's romance in this movie?
Yeah, that's definitely you.
You call every guy that watched this movie ever was like, get rid of this romance, and I'm like, I wanted more orcs. Yeah. I wanted trees and romance. That's all I cared about. Okay. I'm going to make a hot take that they're going to end up together. He's going to ditch the elf.
Okay.
Do you know? Do not tell me what the answer is, but do you know?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because you don't care about this subplot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I give zero care to this subplot. The only thing I remember from The Return of the King is the ending and like
don't tell me
supercut highlights.
Yeah, don't tell me because I don't. I like remember the least amount about the third one. Yeah,
same.
Yeah, so I don't want to. I don't want to know. But I'm gonna make a hot take. I could be wrong. I'm just. I feel like there's a love triangle brewing. Also, and you don't have to tell me, but what was really confusing at the end when like Frodo and Sam are like continuing to Mordor, which again is like 2 feet away this whole time. Gollum's like, oh, she's gonna get you, or like her is gonna kill. Do you know who her is?
Yeah, this is one of those supercut highlights I definitely remember.
Okay, don't tell me, but you know though.
Yeah.
Okay, are they gonna tell us, or is it gonna be
you're
like
you're gonna see in the next movie?
Is it like way into the movie, or is it pretty like quick in the movie?
That I have no idea.
Well, don't help me.
I think it's like halfway through, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a third to halfway. I don't quite remember. It's, memory's a little foggy.
That's okay.
But that's, yeah, I think it's a very important part of the next movie.
Okay, yeah, because I don't remember who that is. And I don't want to look it up. I don't want to know. I, like, want to be, like, surprised. But I honestly really like this movie. Like, when it was over, I was like, I want more.
Yeah. It's good. I love it.
It is long, and it is hard to watch at once, but I was definitely more intrigued, like, yes, yeah, so I look at my phone, but I look at my phone during everything. That's not an indication of me not liking
ladies
something.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I can confirm. This is, in fact, true.
It's because I have a short attention span. Like, I'll watch a 5-minute YouTube video and be, like, texting someone. You can't take it as a, like, I don't like a movie.
I know.
It's not personal. But I really liked this movie. I really liked the action scenes. Like I said, I liked the trees. I know I'm going to keep mentioning the trees. But they were just, like, stomping at the end.
Yeah.
Is Saruman still alive?
He's not dead. He's still up on his tower. Just
that's what I thought. One of the two towers. Again, they didn't make that obvious at all. I remember the one tower.
I love you. You definitely were looking at your phone. There's literally a point in the movie. I think it's...
But do you see the battle in between the two towers?
So...
If the answer is no, then it's not obvious. I think to a female brain, it's not.
I think it's Faramir. When they get, when Frodo and Sam and Gollum get captured by him.
I probably sneezed and missed it.
You sneezed while you're looking at your phone for 30 minutes. He literally takes out a map and it basically.
That's what. Okay, during that
it
scene.
Basically shows that we are here. There's Mordor here.
That is so not obvious.
Mordor here, picture of a tower.
That is not
Isengard
no,
here, picture of a tower.
I want a clip of that scene.
We are between
it was not obvious.
The two towers.
Did he literally say two towers and look into the camera and make a wink face?
I'm sorry that not everything is so blunt with the filmography, but...
Okay, it doesn't need to be, but if you make it 4 hours long, you need to keep my attention. Do you see how I remember the trees? Because they were funny, and they were awesome. It kept my part.
Nicole would like to change the name of this movie to...
The Two
Lord
Trees.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Trees.
Do we see the trees again?
I don't remember.
That's the most important part, besides the love triangle. Who cares about the ring getting destroyed in Mordor? I want to know who Aragorn ends up with. Is he going to end up with the elf? Is he going to end up with the... King's niece? Tune in next week to Return of the King. I'm telling you, there are people out there that are listening to this that are agreeing with me. They're like, my boyfriend, my husband made me watch this movie. They're like, Yas Queen at home. I'm telling you, I'm
sure
not the only
there
one.
There are tens, maybe even dozens of people.
There are people. I'm telling you. And then there's going to be like twice as many guys that are like, oh, at me right now. I know it. But there's people out there that agree with me. I know it.
It's true. I believe it.
But...
I don't have the numbers. It's not as interesting to me. But I believe it.
Was there anything else you want to mention about this movie before we wrap up tonight's episode?
I like the part where Gollum eats a fish.
Wait, is that when he's singing that song and he's like supposed to, he's in the river he's not supposed to be in?
Yeah. Juicy, sweet, something, something. Yeah, I really
well,
remember
the song. Was real important
to you. No, he just... It's I always it always
Ezra was looking at his phone on this point.
No. I don't remember the words. I'm bad with words. I'm bad with actors. I'm bad with a lot of things. But I love that even when I first watched this as a kid, the fact that Gollum's standing on a rock near the water, he just reaches his hand in, picks up a fish, and then just starts beating it against the rock and then eats it raw. Like that just sticks with you.
I mean, yeah. It wasn't as good as, like, the trees of the love triangle, but it was... I remembered it. I remembered that Boromir's brother was gonna, like, kill him because he was in the enchanted pond.
Yeah.
Or like the forbidden waters or whatever they're called.
I do like that there's just a randomly forbidden pond Gollum happens to be in. I think that might be a ruse.
What do you mean?
Maybe it wasn't forbidden after all.
I mean, probably not, but we'll never know. I didn't read the book, so there might be backstory there. Like,
oh, the Bog of Dead People. I like the Bog of Dead People.
Bog of Dead People.
That was near the beginning of the movie. They're trying to like fast track to Mordor, and there's like a bog where there was a battle like.
Oh, okay, of, yeah. Sorry, I like. Ago. Didn't know.
Don't look in the water. Don't get too close.
There's dead people.
Spooky people.
I'm excited to watch the last one.
Me too.
Because like I really want. I honestly don't remember anything about the final movie.
I don't remember like, as much as the first.
The second one was probably the one I remember the most about.
Same.
But I definitely don't remember anything. Like, I don't know if they... Do they destroy the ring? I don't know. Does Aragorn become king? I don't know.
I feel like these
is
are
is Treebeard back? I don't know. They're not. I'm being serious. Why are you laughing? I don't remember. Are these things that I should remember?
At least the very first one.
If they destroy the ring?
Yeah.
I don't know if they do. Why are you laughing? I don't remember.
I don't know why this
not every movie has a happy ending. I don't understand. Why is that a dumb question?
It's not a dumb question. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Then why are you laughing? I want to understand.
It's just funny to me. I don't know. I think it's because I know these movies so well.
And that's fine. And that's totally okay. But like, if this was role reverse, like you'd feel the same way.
It's true.
I feel like 60% they destroy the ring, 40% they don't. But I can't say 100%.
You want to bet on it?
No, because I know I'm going to be wrong. By the way, you're acting, I know I'm wrong. Because you're like, oh, she doesn't know they destroy it.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's all the time we have for
today. Exactly. Exactly. But we will see you guys next week when we review...
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Experts Podcast.
Don't forget, in 5 days, at dawn, look to the east. We'll be waiting for you.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.